It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend Thomas Powell if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing on this Hallows Eve?
Feeling extra spooky right now.
Hell yeah.
Jake, we were talking about Blue's Clues. As we're wont to do.
We talk about Blue's Clues before every recording.
And I realized for our not yet started Blue's Clues fan cast, mm-hmm. There are some easy choices to be made, because the theme for it would obviously be I'm Blue by Eiffel 65.
I mean, yeah, as it is every episode of this show
as
well.
It's the obvious choice.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got it all set up, basically.
Yeah.
Rest of this writes itself.
The name of the show is Blue's Clues and Use, because it's a show about Blue's Clues and friendship, in which I ask my best friend Thomas Powell if he did indeed watch a certain children's program last night.
Jake, I'm not feeling so much spooky, actually, you know, I mean, because I feel like most people's Halloween stuff is going to be over after this weekend. I am feeling, I'm feeling a little more in sort of the cowboy spirit. I'm feeling like I want to be out on the range, you know, just lassoing.
Yeah, you made a cowboy joke when I called you up, and I didn't understand why. I just went with it. Why are you so into cowboys all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I've just been saddling up my horse, riding around these last couple days.
Oh, I remember why.
You know, just exploring, you know, parts of the American frontier.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, do you ever just feel like you were born in the wrong decade?
I do. I feel like I was born in the wrong generation.
I was born in the 90s, but sometimes I wish I was born in the 1890s.
In the 1890s, yeah. Jesus Christ, you're so dumb.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 is out, and like many people, I've been playing it a lot.
We're going to start a new Red Dead Redemption podcast called
The Challenge Red Dead Redemption. That's going to be the name of the next season.
It's called Red Dead Redemption Blues, Clues, and Use 2.
Deadest, reddest, my hat is like a shark fin.
Hey, Thomas, did you watch Survivor David versus Goliath last night? That night I remember what you slipped
in my glass. We came rewinding with... I don't even know what that is. This is a Blue's Clues podcast.
This is a Blue's Clues Red Dead Redemption. Blue and red, heroes versus villains, Survivor. We got it all working together.
Oh. Red and Blue's Clues, red and Blue's Clues, red and Blue's Clues, red and Blue's Clues.
It's
Jake, you know what it is.
I do. I'm well aware of what it is. This week's episode of Survivor David versus Goliath was called, another ampersand, Jackets and Eggs. Do the song, but with Jackets and Eggs, Thomas. It's hard,
wait,
right?
What is the title of this? It's Jackets and Eggs?
Jackets and Eggs.
That's too many syllables. I can't do it with that.
Yes, and the show continued after we learned the episode title. Thomas, I had faith in you. You just cram a bunch of syllables where there should only be one.
Jackets and Eggs, Jackets and Eggs, Jackets and Eggs. I can't. It doesn't work, Jake. You've pushed me too hard.
It's as if you've never listened to Yellow Wolf.
Black and Yellow Wolf.
Black and Yellow Wolf. That's good. That should be a season of this show. Okay, so we start off on the Vuku beach, and Carl says exile was awful, and then there's a terrible storm. Natalie on her beach says that she likes the storm because it means she's living. Hey, what did that mean?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. It's feel alive while you're being rained on a lot.
Isn't that in The Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
The cover of the DVD.
Natalie climbed through an island full of shit.
Yeah.
Came out clean on the other side.
Good for her. So there's a terrible storm and they have to evacuate. Christian says they're all David's today and that the storm is the Goliath. Did you like that? Did you like when he said that and forced the theme of the season on us like that?
I think it would be really great if he was like, and so we got to take out the storm. No one's leaving.
Everybody get your slings ready. We're going to shoot some pebbles at this fucking hurricane.
Apparently that was a problem where people were shooting guns into hurricanes that were approaching.
Well, I mean, it was Florida, so...
Yeah,
that did happen. Well, yeah, that was Florida, wasn't it? That happened.
I believe it was.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would love to see a season of this show in Florida. That's honestly that
Survivor,
would be so
Florida.
Cool.
You just have to live in Florida.
I mean, they've done stuff in like the Gulf of Mexico and that surrounding area a bunch. Save a
Survivor,
bunch of time.
Jacksonville,
Bortles. I tell you. I mean, I tweeted this earlier, so this is nothing new, but Bortles was trending, and I legit thought it was about The Good Place. I forgot he was a real person.
Yeah.
Who is still playing.
It is hard for me to separate the Good Place version of Blake Bortles and the man himself.
Yeah. I just...
Not to be confused with Blake Bortles or Jake Jordles.
Jake Jordles. Man, that's such a good show. Did you see all of the, Good Place costumes that Megan Amram had a thread about?
I did not.
Oh, they're so good. Like, 80% of the costumes are Janet, but it's still good. It's, and I want it next year. Next year I'll do that. Okay, so then after the evacuation, they come back and all the camps are trashed and they have to rebuild it. And then we go into the reward challenge, the winning tribe... gets chickens, which I was pretty excited about because I've been saying for weeks they're going to get chickens, and Thomas was like, they don't do chickens every season. Chickens always come up, and you know this, Thomas. You were trying.
So you're saying that my not picking chickens came home to roost.
That's exactly what I am saying. Did you know that there was a person on the show named Chicken one season?
That's actually what I meant, was that Chicken wasn't... It was only on one Survivor season. Yep. They weren't on every single Survivor season.
Right.
So I was actually right.
His name's Chicken Morris. He was on China, which is a season I can't remember if I watched or not.
Did they all try and kill him at one point?
They didn't just try to kill him. They did kill him. And that's why he hasn't been back. They were like, it's called Survivor for a reason, Chick. His real name was Steve, but they called him Chicken because he was a chicken farmer. Sure.
That's a lazy nickname.
Yep. He had four dogs, Zeke, Cluck, Poke, and Eli. One of those is less like the others. Oh, those are the those are the four options for the new host of Blue's Clues.
Oh, boy.
It's Zeke with...
Go through those again. Let's see which one I'd pick.
Zeke, Z-E-K, so maybe Zek.
Zek.
Cluck, Poke, and Eli.
I gotta go with Poke.
Poke is a really good name for a Blue's Clues host, I think.
Poke is like, it sounds either like very folksy or like the natural progression of white people names.
Yeah.
Like what upper middle class white people are naming their children.
Poke, yeah. This is
These are my sons, Trig and Poke, and my three daughters, all named Addison.
I was born in the 90s. This is my son. We call him, his name is Pokemon. We call him Poke for short. I could see happening. He took last place in China. So we need to watch China next. Okay, at the reward challenge, they get chickens. That's great. They have to knock some balls from an overhead net and then slingshot those balls into some baskets. As Angelina is shooting, she yells, "I'm heating up," before making the last shot, and that made me very happy.
I wish that I could get a clip of that. That was just the NBA Jam guy going, "She's heating up!"
Yeah.
And then...
Vuku wins, Jubeni takes second place, which means Tiva gets nothing. Jubeni gets a dozen eggs, which is where the eggs come in for the episode title, in case you were wondering. why it was called that. Did we determine if that's a good episode title or not? Or did I just bully you into singing a song that doesn't work? Because it's always one or the other with episode titles.
Let's let the listeners decide that one.
Okay, fair. I think it's a good episode title for the record. Vuku, Kara tries to align herself with Carl, Davy, and Elizabeth, but Elizabeth believes that she will still work with the Goliaths when the time comes.
Honestly, thinking about it, though, I think the better title for the episode would have just been, Is It Worth $1 Million?
That would have been really good, yeah. I think it's a little early in the game to make that the episode title, though. Right? Because they're not thinking about the money now. They're still thinking about the theme, and then once they get to the merge, they're like, oh, wait, this is a game about money, not the Bible.
That's why they are going to rename the show Survivor. I Love Money.
Don't fucking talk to me about I Love Money. That makes me so mad that's not a thing anymore. Okay, so, you know, they canceled the third season, but then they...
Survivor, Rock of Love.
Okay, well, I'd watch that. Oh, man, would you watch Survivor just with, like, any cast of season of Rock of Love? Like, those are the
what
only contestants.
What a disaster that would be.
I would be so into it. No, fucking Megan Hauserman would be phenomenal at Survivor. She'd do so good. Megan Wants a Million, new hashtag. Her show is Megan Wants a Millionaire. Unfortunately, it got canceled for some very awful reasons.
Some very unfortunate circumstances.
Megan Wants a Million is our new hashtag. We got to get Megan Hauserman on Survivor. I don't think she's doing anything right now.
Yeah, maybe not.
And she's been on these shows before. Man, Google can hear you now. So as I type Megan H-A, it says Megan Hauserman now. First suggestion. She's 36 years old. That's the perfect age to play Survivor.
That's true.
She's from Florida. She's 5'10". Jesus Christ.
I remember her being tall.
She's from Chicago. Yeah, I do too. She was on Beauty and the Geek. She was on Rock of Love. She was on I Love Money. She was on Megan Wants a Millionaire. She was on a bunch of other shit. What is she up to now? She has a kid. She had an E! True Hollywood Story in 2014, so she's definitely not doing anything. Oh, what? Do you know professional golfer and Fuel You Fast Inc. owner Darren Edward Garber?
I don't.
Well, that's her fiancé. Yes, so she hasn't done anything on TV in almost 4 years now. She was on American Greed. I don't know what that is.
She was on...
Greed. Don't... You fucking asshole. I hate you. Okay.
You know what show she should be on?
I'm gonna
get her on Dirty Jobs.
Why would she be on that show, Thomas?
Get her with our man.
Okay. That's your two for the episode. So Megan Wants a Million is the new hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag wants a million.
No, he's already got it. I'm sure.
Maybe he wants another million. Who knows?
I don't know, and I don't care. I don't want to think about that man ever. Okay,
I guess I'd never considered that when I record a podcast, I agree to abide by
the
rules.
Thank you. That's all I've been trying to say.
I'm not supposed to be saying his name, so...
Okay,
podcast is not a democracy.
On the Jebeni tribe, Angelina is excited about the eggs because she's a vegetarian and has not had any protein since starting the game. I guess it's good that they took second then, because otherwise she'd be eating chickens. Chickens poop eggs.
That's what that is.
Chickens is a good reward because it's a dual-purpose reward. You can get eggs, or you can eat the meat of the chicken. And that's like it's a subplot every season that I don't think gets enough credit or recognition.
It's a real win-win situation.
Paul Giamatti, Natalie and Lyrsa, Natalie and Lyrsa argue about what to do with the eggs. Natalie wants to cook all 12 of them immediately for the 5 people on the tribe so that the eggs don't go bad in the sun. And Lyrissa is like, no, that's not how food works. We just need to keep it out of the sun and not cook it because it will grow bacteria in 4 hours if we don't eat it. You know, science, food yep. science. You've worked in the food industry.
Yeah, well, especially with the just like some regular old chickens, like
eggs.
I think with the process of how we handle eggs in the United States, I can't remember if it's like pesticides or something that we use, but you have to refrigerate them. Mm-hmm. But if you have like organic or like, you know, if you raise your own eggs or you have, I know like overseas, they don't have to refrigerate their eggs.
And they are in Fiji, not the United States. So
that's true. So, yeah. Also, obviously she knows what she's talking about more than Natalie does.
Yeah. Cause she went to school for food.
Natalie has that problem where she's like successful in one area. And so she thinks that she knows everything about everything. It's the classic Silicon Valley problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what she does. She's like a CEO or something of some company.
Or you just think that you're smarter than everybody else at everything.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you actually know about it.
Mm-hmm. Lyrissa says she just wants to make it to the merge. Me too. Me too, Lyrissa. I think.
No, I like Lyrissa.
I like Lyrissa so
Lyrissa's
much.
Cool.
I could see Lyrissa winning, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
She hasn't rubbed anyone the wrong way. She's not going to be a challenge threat come the merge because everybody thinks she's weak. She gets along with everyone.
Yeah, that's why it was a good pick by me to pick her.
You did not do that, though, my friend. I'm going to put in a new rule on this show that if you want to carry your person over the merge, you get first pick at them.
That makes sense. That's a good rule. New rule.
New rule. Mike White says he is... Oh, sorry. Mike White says he's ready to play Survivor with Natalie. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry I fucked up your name. Do you think that his parents knew when they named him that they would make that joke all the time?
Yes.
Good.
They knew, they were the only people other than Sacha Baron Cohen that saw Borat coming.
We've all seen Borat coming. Ew, I'm sorry. Okay, on the Teva tribe, Dan, Jomo, and Christian are all now bros, and they call themselves... Oh, I'm sure you loved this. The
Brochachos. So
the Brochachos. Did you love the Brochachos, Thomas?
I hate it.
Dan later goes to look for an idol, and Christian sees him through the trees. I thought this was a really cool way to reveal that somebody else knows what Dan is doing. They, like, zoomed out from Christian's face to show Dan. Because usually they'll just be like, Christian would be saying, like, oh, I know that Dan's looking for an idol, or they would talk about it. But this was like a visual cue, and, you know, they're trying things different this season, and I am liking it. That's all I'm saying. Do you have thoughts on this thing that I liked a lot?
Yeah, you said it.
Seems like you're paying attention.
I am.
Okay, so Dan finds a clue telling him that this idol is hidden at a point in the next immunity challenge, which is what we call a Wentworth idol. I don't know if everybody calls it that, but I do. Dan calls it a game changer to have two idols, as if he didn't see game changers. Like, there was a whole thing on game... Oh, no, that wasn't game changers. That was Ghost Island. But anyway, he referenced... several seasons in one.
It's like he hasn't even seen Game Changers.
One of the best seasons of all time, we can all agree. Dan then says that he knew he would do well, but he didn't know he'd be playing as well as he is. So, at this point...
He's not even playing well.
Right, yeah. He has gotten lucky... but he's not had to really do anything yet. He hasn't had to play anything. He's just...
He's not had to make any kind of choice about anything.
I can't wait to see what actually happens when he does have to start playing. Because right now he's just a body. I think he'll make it to the merge. But I think he's gonna blow it. I don't think he's making it past halfway through the merge. I guess we'll see. in the future. What happens with Daniel Rennerig or something like that? Okay, let's get into this immunity challenge. They have to go over some obstacles, and then they pull up a drawbridge with a rope and then maneuver a ball of a snake-shaped track that is vertical. Very cool. I liked the drawbridge. I don't think they've done a drawbridge before. Did you have thoughts on this challenge, Silas?
It was good. I liked it.
Good. Alec wins it for Nuku. Christian wins it for Tiva. In a talking head, Lyrsa says, I am voting for Natalie. Outside the game, maybe she's an adorable lady, but in this game, she is not.
That was very generous of her.
I know, she's so nice. I love Lyrsa. Lyrsa, come back on. I know you're still in this season, but I want to see you again. Who would you want to see Lyrsa play with? Who do you think her style would work well with? Of people we've seen.
It's a good question. I don't know. I feel like she can play with most people.
Well, yeah. I guess we need to see more of her gameplay late game to see how she really operates. But, like, I think she's got the chops.
I think she's one of those people that can play very subtly where people won't think she's much of a factor, but she actually is.
Like Wentworth. I mean, I don't know if Wentworth was super under the radar all the time, but when she was, she used that to her advantage. And maybe I just said that because I wanted to talk about Kelly Wentworth some more. You know, she's going to be on next season, too.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. We've talked. I mentioned it to you when the cast leaked. But, Wentworth, Hot Joe, Aubrey, and David from Millennials vs. Gen X are captains on the new season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's great, though. That's good.
I'm very excited.
Those are four of my favorite players from the last couple seasons. So
I'm really excited for that.
Last few seasons.
Yeah, and if this season is any indication, it's getting good again. You know, we dipped a little bit.
Survivor is back, baby. It's good again. Ooh, Jeff Probst Owl.
Did you say Jeff Probst Owl?
Jeff Probst Howell.
Howell. That makes more sense.
That was the awu before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because then I was like, is that an owl noise? Not really, but it's not far off, so it kind of makes sense. But you were talking about the Gilligan's Island guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jebeni, Natalie tells... Natalie tells Nick Angelina wants Lyrsa's jacket and wants him to steal it for her. Nick and Mike agree to vote Natalie, but Mike wants to make sure that Angelina is on the same page with them, so he tries to convince Angelina, and Nick does the same. It's pretty good, I'd say. Pretty good segment. I like...
Sure,
I don't like Nick very much. I think he's annoying, but, you know, that's okay. I like that he's working with Mike. I like Mike. Jordan.
You like the film Like Mike?
I like the film Like Mike. Get Like Mike on Survivor, new hashtag. Thomas, before we discuss who got voted out, who could it be? And the new hashtag and all the other stuff that we do on this show, I do have to tell you about these wildlife shots because I'm very excited.
Ooh.
Okay, we start off...
Let me tell you, if you're excited, I'm excited.
We start off with your favorite animal, the dolphin.
Love them.
We get...
They're definitely not the creeps of the ocean.
We got some other fish. Dolphins aren't fish, but you know what I mean. They're in the water. Then the heron, another type of bird. And then I referenced this last week, this animal... Even though it wasn't technically on, I think one of the editors must listen to this show because I complained that this animal did not appear, but I'm very interested in it. And it is called a coconut crab, and it did appear this week.
Hooray!
It was like 80% of the way through the episode, and I got so excited when I saw it. I recognized
it
immediately.
Is a coconut crab like a coconut shrimp?
In that they're big? Are coconut shrimp big?
Coconut shrimp, I believe, is just a bigger shrimp that has coconut on it. So. Oh.
No, I'll tell you why they're called the coconut crab, because it's fantastic. So they're the largest arthropod on Earth. Also, did you know crabs have 10 legs, not 8?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think it's the claws are considered legs as well, or limbs maybe is a better term. But yeah, I had always assumed 8. The spiders of the water. Spiders of Mars. Ooh, do you think there's coconut crabs on Mars? Probably not. But there could be, because there's no water up there.
We may never know.
Well, if Elon Musk's got anything to say.
I was
going
to say, it's up to Elon Musk to prove that right or wrong.
Are we bleeping his name? No, we make fun of him too often to do that. They weigh up to 9 pounds or more and are more than 3 feet long. Very good. They're also...
That's a fucking big crab.
Yeah, man. They're also called the robber crab and the palm thief. If it were more commonly referred to as either of those crabs, or either of those names, I would still be so into it.
Robber crab is great.
Yeah. The larva can swim, but once they are out of that stage, they can no longer swim and will drown if left in the water for more than an hour.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. They use their back legs to clean and moisten their breathing organ. That's a
fun sentence right there.
They have a special kind of lung that, I guess, after evolution is like a cross between like a regular land lung, a term that exists, and
after evolution. But evolution's on at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. okay, this is wrestling corner now. So last night I went to this Halloween party and I saw somebody on the back porch. They had a jacket on and the current women's championship. And I was like, oh, I bet they're like Alexa Bliss or somebody. And I saw this person later. They weren't wearing an Alexa Bliss costume. They were wearing an AJ Lee costume. I went up to her and I was like,
oh, wow.
You're
okay.
AJ Lee. And she was like, yes, thank you. You're like the only person who's gotten this. And I was like, it's fantastic. I love it.
In Chicago, no less.
I know.
Unbelievable.
And then she was like, no, I'm actually AJ Lee. And I was like, whoa, just kidding. She wasn't there. But she had the modern women's belt. And I was like, technically, AJ never had this belt. And she was like,
I think you'll find AJ
actually
never held that belt.
And the person dressed up as AJ was like, yeah, I just don't like the Divas belt. And I was like,
no,
that's
the Divas
fine.
Belt sucks.
That is 100% fair, and I completely understand. And then we talked about evolution for a while. And she like turned to her boyfriend and was like, he knows about evolution. And I was like, I am so excited. And then we talked about Becky and Charlotte, and it's going to be great. And hopefully...
A fun thing to do that would be kind of rude but fun is have a conversation about that. And then every time someone brings up evolution... pretend that you think that they're talking about the Triple H, Randy Orton, Batista, Ric Flair stable.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, they were just on SmackDown 1000. Yeah. It was cool.
I'm so glad they're back.
They have their own pay-per-view?
Yeah. it's a tornado tag. 180-minute Iron Man match. I'd watch it, honestly. I'd so yeah. watch that.
Every time that they try and crack me, I just start singing Line in the Sand.
Yeah. Here's the thing with evolution. When I watched SmackDown 1000, I thought this, like, why once Randy Orton got to be a vet, did they not bring up one of the rookies to, like, take over Ric Flair's spot and then take over Triple H's spot and then take over Batista's spot and, like, keep it going? Like,
I think if they'd hung around for longer.
Oh, yeah.
It probably would have been Seth, but,
I mean, I guess they kind of did that with Seth.
A little bit.
Anyway, that's Wrestling Corner. Let's get back into the coconut crab. that's a fun sentence to say also.
The Batista of crabs.
Yeah. Their sense of smell is similar to that of insects. Do you say that because if he doesn't move for a long time, he becomes invisible?
Yes.
The crab. The olfactory parts of the crab's brain, which we all know is in the blood, are some of the most well-developed parts of the brain. The way they reproduce is, like, strange and not terribly interesting, so I didn't write down a ton about it. But one thing that is very fun, the female will carry the eggs on her abdomen underneath for however long. And then, and this is a direct quote, she will release the eggs on a rocky shore at dusk, which sounds so romantic.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love it. I love the coconut crab. Here's my favorite fact about the coconut crab, until the following facts. It takes them 40 to 60 years to grow to their maximum size.
Gee, how long do these crabs live?
A long time, apparently. Can you imagine growing until you're 60 years old?
That's crazy.
They generally eat fruits and plants, but they are omnivores, and one was observed...
Sometimes they'll eat people.
I mean, just wait. One was observed in 2016 climbing a tree to get to and eat a red-footed booby, which is a bird. Then birds can fly away. Like, how determined was that crab?
It's a lot of effort on that crab's part.
I mean, you got it done. Okay, so this is why they're called the coconut crab, I think. They will take a coconut and their claws, climb a tree 33 feet into the air. I assume that's an approximation. But then they will drop the coconut to gain access to its flesh.
Aha.
Isn't that fantastic?
That is really cool.
They can drop 15...
There's, like, some fun, like, slapstick comedy potential there.
Oh, absolutely.
Where, like, oh, no, the coconut crab dropped a coconut on my head again.
I would love to see, like, a old-school animation of a coconut crab opening a coconut to, like... Is jaunty a racist term, or is it, like, a...
I don't think so.
Like, a jaunty tune?
Yeah, I don't think that's racist.
Okay. It comes from a racist time, though, I think. That's why I thought it might have been.
Pretty much anything from then could be racist, but for all we know.
You know what? You know the kind of song I'm imagining, like, as the crab waddles up through the tree?
Like, any music that plays whenever Mr. Krabs is on screen in SpongeBob?
Yeah, sure. I haven't watched that show in a long time, but I guess.
It's basically like accordion music.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. I was imagining, like a harpsichord or piano and...
Yeah.
Somebody make that. They can... Oh, here's another fun fact about the coconut crab. One of my new favorite animals. They can drop 15 feet without injuring themselves and will often leave trees by doing this.
That's great. I mean, if I could drop 15 feet without injuring myself, I'd do it all the time.
I do that constantly. I'm like, I know what my legs can take. I'll jump 6 feet down to the ground. Hell yeah. 7 feet? I'm getting nervous. 8 feet? Probably not. But... I do love jumping down things.
Just imagining the crabs doing, like, a parkour roll after hitting the ground.
Johnny Parkour. Was that ever his name? Parkour King?
No.
Prince of Parkour.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Adults have no known predators except for humans and other adult coconut crabs. That's the last fact.
Oh, they eat each other? I don't like that.
I don't know if they eat each other, but I think they probably fight each other.
That makes more sense.
Crabs, you know.
They punch each other with their claws.
I watched the fuck out of that. Oh, man, remember Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV?
Whoa!
I want that show, but it's just coconut crabs every week. Still the same animation style. But if you can do it live action, I'd watch that as well. Jeff Probst, make it happen. Okay, let's get into this tribal council because I want to get it over with. Angelina says David and Goliath is still a big deal. Natalie starts talking about the eggs again. She then asks Angelina to explain what happened with the jacket fiasco. Mike White says this is a numbers game, but also who do you most well vibe with? Good vibes only. I saw somebody walking down the street this morning with a good vibes only shirt, and it made me mad because... Like, based on their face, it seemed like they were not giving off good vibes.
That's right up there with, like I'll see people on, like, dating apps calling themselves yogis, and it makes me want to fucking kill myself.
In Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's like, you do yoga, it's fine, you're not.
I love whenever anybody on any dating app is like, I'm up for an adventure. Because I'm like, yeah, me too. I love adventures. Survivor.
Love adventures. Adventure.
I love adventures. I love The Office. I love tacos. And I'm like, kind of weird, you know?
Yeah. I like the variations of, like, just a thing that you like as a personality trait where it's like, I'm like a bourbon drinker. It's like, cool.
I also like to be drunk. That's going to be my new Tinder profile. Yeah. I also like to be drunk.
I, too, enjoy getting drunk.
I drank 2 waters last night at this party and only had, like, 5 or 6 drinks and did still fall asleep a couple times on the bus ride home. So, doing pretty good.
Yeah. Where are the haters at now?
Haters wanted. Miz, Wrestling Corner, over. I love the
Miz. Yeah, because the old ones are starting to like me. That's what that shirt said on the back.
I'm here for it. I love the Miz. We're not in Wrestling Corner anymore. Jake, stop it. Okay, so they vote. Lyrissa gets 2 votes.
I love Mizani.
He was never on that show. No, he was an MTV person. He was a
no, he was not.
He was not a VH. They could do the crossover. Why haven't they taken anybody from I Love Money? Well, probably because it's like 10 years old now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone remembers that show but us.
Oh, Thomas, wait till I fucking tell you about the challenge this week. It's fucking miserable. And apparently there's 3 episodes left. I don't know what this fucking show is anymore. Okay, Natalie gets 3 votes to Lurgus's 2, so Natalie's gone. As Natalie walks off, Angelina says, Natalie, is there any way I could have your jacket? And, like, keeps pressing her on it, and Natalie just doesn't respond. I love it. Apparently, the conditions were miserable this year, so I don't blame Natalie. It was just a very funny scene. Anyway, that's the episode. Do you want to talk about the points you won, Thomas?
I you're the one that's keeping score, bud.
Do you want to hear the points you won, I guess I should say?
I would love to.
Okay, you got a point for Carl surviving again. You got a point for Jomo surviving again. Wait till he fucking tears every one of his ligaments. His muscles are too big, and then he's going to have to leave the game. He's going to rival Ko Rong in the amount of meta.
He's an athlete. He tore his MCL.
Except I know that he didn't because he's back wrestling. He's champion now again. I guess that makes sense if he's on the show. You won a point for Tiva winning the immunity challenge. You got a point for Natalie getting voted out. So you got 15 points this week. Well, total.
Oh, damn.
I was feeling generous. You've won more points than were possible. I got a point for Lyrissa surviving. Good for her. I got a point for them finally getting live chickens, which, Thomas, I got to tell you, bud, I'm very happy with that fact. I feel like, yeah, maybe I didn't win as many points this week, but I won the points that mattered to me.
Sure.
So I got 13 points now. So, you're not exactly...
Well, whatever you gotta tell yourself.
Out. I got lucky number 13. You got 15. What is that?
Yes, lucky number 13.
15 going on 50? That's not a movie. Shut the fuck up, Jennifer Garner. You're not it. Do you think they'll remake or do a sequel to 13 going on 30 when Jennifer Garner is 50? Also, how old is Jennifer Garner now? Because she was...
Probably like... in her 40s.
That's what I'm thinking. Also, she, like, needs something because all she's doing now is those fucking ads. She's 46, so in 4 years she could do 15 going on 50, sequel to 13 going on 30. Gonna need to get a different actress to play the child, I'm realizing right now. But I'd still watch it. So that's a good movie, right? 13 going on 30?
I mean, it's sure. It's got Mark Ruffalo in it.
True. Not only is it a good movie, it's also my points. 13 now, but I'm going on 30, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm 15 points going on 50 points, so
fuck.
Good luck with that,
fuck.
Bud.
I can't argue with that. Okay, so that's the points we've all won. You know, still early. Still early. 2 points I can make up easily. Thomas, I'm so mad that Natalie's gone. I'm not. I think the show will be more pleasant now, but I'm mad I'm not winning points for her anymore. Okay, reward. You said beer last week. Do you think that's going to be the case again?
I'm going to say... Man, it's tough.
Like a steak.
They already did coffee.
They've done coffee. They've done tools. They've done fire. They've done chickens. Oh, God damn it. I was going to cheat and look up what the rewards are every season that they always do, but I forgot. Fuck. Okay. So I'm going to have to remember from
memory. I'm going to say that they're going to get some fresh fruit.
Oh, I like that. They've done fishing gear. They've done comfort. I'm going to say... it's too early for... Is it too early for pizza?
I mean, I've already predicted it, so...
Yeah, but did they
get it? You wouldn't have jumped the gun, you know, earlier than I did.
Yeah, my brain's just screaming pizza right now, so that's what I'm going to do. And then maybe later I'll go get a pizza. Because they're good. Okay, who's going to win the reward challenge?
Green team.
Tiva. Good choice.
The TiVo team.
The TiVo team, yes. I'm going to say... I'm also going to say TiVo. Immunity challenge. Who's winning it? TiVo again. Just keep replaying that win. That's what the TiVo team can do. Thomas, I feel like that was a pretty good use of TiVo, and you didn't respond at all.
I was thinking it about who I thought was going to win.
I worked it in so well, and you didn't respond at all, and I'm so mad.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna pick TiVo again. I'm gonna rewind back to my first pick and pick TiVo again.
Fine. I'm gonna stick with Giovanni. I think that Tribe Unity is gonna win outright now that Natalie's gone, and they'll have a lot of pep in their step, and they'll win, and then somebody else will go to Tribal Council. Who do you think is getting voted out? Thomas.
I think that Alec is getting voted out.
I think that Jomo is getting voted out.
You piece of shit. How dare you?
Hey, if I lose one, you gotta lose one. That was the rules. Okay, Thomas. Now I can tell you about the challenge. Your favorite segment.
I love it.
I don't care. Okay, so they went out. Corey had some leftover pasta that he wanted to take home. And then Tony sat on the pasta on the bus home.
What the fuck is happening in this show already?
So Corey got mad, and then Tony is, like, pushing Corey's buttons when they get off the bus. And Devin's, like, trying to calm him down.
It's a real pussycat doll situation.
Yeah. Eventually... Tony comes up to Corey and is, like poking at him, like, egging him on. So Corey, who seems fairly drunk at this point, like, got fed up and put a hand on his shoulder, and then Tony ended up on the ground. So...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, did not look good. Corey and Tony go to a hotel room just to cool down for the night. Devin... Not the same hotel room, I have to assume. Devin tries to convince everyone that Corey had just slipped when trying to get Tony off of him. Meanwhile, knowing that he and Corey are possibly going home, Devin pesters Bananas, following him around the whole house for hours. Just, like, not stopping. And it's great. Bananas gets very mad. He finally gets fed up and says that he... Oh, did I tell you why Devin wasn't in the initial cast?
You did not.
So Devin's... Devin was supposed to be Banana's partner going into this season. But once they touched down in South Africa, he learned that his father passed away.
Oh,
so
boy.
He had to fly back to America. So he had to fly back to America, and then he came back however much longer after that with Corey as his new partner, as a mercenary, and they won their way into the house. So Bananas is fed up with Devin and says he's reached his breaking point in a talking head, and he tells Devin he finds it sad that he is there when his dad just died instead of mourning back home with his family. And that's, like, the thesis statement of what he said, but he, you know, goes on. And it's not a cool thing to say. Banana gives a straight-to-camera apology in a talking head the next morning. Not to Devin, to the audience. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's the way you should do it.
Tony and Corey then return. And everybody's very excited to see them. TJ shows up and tells Corey and Devin that they are gone because Corey did legitimately body slam Tony on the ground. So they are out. Everybody lines up to see them off and shake their hand and hug them and everything. And then Bananas comes up to Corey, like one of the last people to do so, and goes, like, after what I heard you said to Devin last night, that no way am I doing that. So then Bananas just laughs at him, and then Joss calls him out, and then Bananas and Joss get in a fight, and TJ's just standing there like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You guys have to chill out. So TJ continues to be the best person on the show. Anyway, that was most of the episode. They do a trivia challenge. Natalie and Polly win. It's fine. There's three episodes left, and I can't fucking wait for this shit to be over. On Are You the One, as long as we're talking about the MTV portion, they just had their 9th matchup ceremony, which means they have one left to figure it out. Do you want me to tell you the progress they have made, beam by week by week, beams?
Sure.
Okay. So, week one, 3. Week two, 3. Week three, 3. Fine, you know? Fine, still early. Week four, 2. Week five, 4. 6. 4. Week 7. 4. Week 8. 4. And now week 9, they got 4 beams.
Oh my god.
They're so gonna lose. They're gonna do so bad. Like, at no point has anybody been like, okay, let's sit down and figure out this math. By this point, in every other season, someone has done that. Not this year, and I love it. Also, there's a couple, the last episode ended with them sending in their last Truth Booth couple, which is a couple that could have been sent in 3 weeks earlier, but the dude told the house very quickly before leaving for the date, don't put us in, we're not a perfect match. And they all listened to him, and now they're sending him in again. This show's terrible and amazing, and I love it. Anyway, that's Are You the One.
I'm excited for them to all lose.
Oh, it's going to be so satisfying. It's especially satisfying because now, like, if 2 seasons have lost, then it's like, it really is a gamble to go on the show. And that one season wasn't just a fluke. It's good. It's like, this season's been bad, but as a whole, I think it's been good. Thanks for listening to me talk about Are You the One.
You're welcome.
We have a new hashtag, and it is Megan Wants a Million. Let's get Megan Houserman on Survivor. I don't know why we haven't thought of this earlier.
Hashtag bring back I Love Money.
Yeah, and also, like, we're still doing the hashtag reboot next.
Bring back next, yeah. Still bring back next.
Reboot next, but whatever. Next was originally
hashtag reboot Megan Wants a Millionaire.
I would watch it. I would watch it, just don't have that one guy on. You can't. It's physically not possible. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN or me at Jake Scheidel.
Follow me at TomNotTom.
Spend your best tweet this week, Thomas.
I think my most engaged with tweet was just me saying, get the fuck out of here to Joel Embiid after the Pistons won against the Sixers.
Yes. That we were on the phone when you said that, I remember.
Oh, yeah. That was right before we recorded.
Yeah. That's fun. My best tweet was a picture of my Halloween costume, I think. So that's good. It's gotten like 3 or 4 likes so far. Not a big deal. You can review us on Apple Podcasts. You can also, it would be helpful if you told at least one friend about this podcast. I assume you have friends. We have friends. That's what the podcast is about, our friendship. Anyway, this is a David podcast, and seeing as the season is David versus Goliath, we are trying to make this a Goliath podcast with a new serial. Catch us in Cleveland. Okay, well, that's the end of my notes. So, I guess, have a great summer.
Booses.
And don't forget to vote.
Oh, yeah, please vote.
What a beautiful sight in the neighborhood. You know that? Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, it's Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Roberts?
I believe it's the knockoff Mr. Rogers.
Mr. What a John beautiful sight. Roberts?
What a beautiful sight in the cul-de-sac.
Mmm, I'd watch that show. Do you think they're ever going to try to redo Mr. Rogers?
I mean, his name would also have to be Mr. Rogers.
No, not necessarily. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is the name of the show, I think. You can still call it Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but then have, like, Joe Borneo.
They should get the guy that played Joe on Blue's Clues to take over.
Well, they're rebooting Blue's Clues.
They are?
Yeah, they got a new Joe, or what was the second guy's name?
The first guy's name was Steve. The second guy's name is Joe.
And then Joe. I don't know who the next guy is. I almost Googled Mr. Blue's Clues.
Did you hear that Steve from Blue's Clues died from a drug overdose?
I did hear that. And then he also...
I heard that in middle school several times. And I just never bothered checking to see if it was true.
I heard that immediately... I remember doing that lesson in middle school immediately after the lesson where we learned that Marilyn Manson removed his ribs to give himself a blowjob.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Steve actually went and was, like, formed a band.
Yeah.
Like, he was in a band with, like, I think the drummer from the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, that sounds right. I know that they were related to the Flaming Lips somehow, but I don't remember exactly how. I think maybe the Flaming Lips just, like, toured with them or something. I don't know. Exactly.
Could be.
Steve Burns, Donovan Patton. What? Steve's name in real life was Steve. But Joe's real name was Donovan.
Yeah, then they had to give the other guy a fake name. I guess Donovan, they wanted a one-syllable name.
I suppose, but...
Donovan doesn't... You could call him Don, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird name to... I don't know. I don't know if that immediately is endearing to children.
Yeah. Oh, Nickelodeon's Blue's Clues reboot gets new host and new title. Nickelodeon's Blue's Clues reboot has a host and a new title. TV newcomer and Broadway actor Joshua De La Cruz... will lead a new generation of preschoolers in the search for a girl puppy and Blue's Clues. The new show is called Blue's Clues and You. Should be called Blue's Clues and You.
Why wouldn't you just call it Blue's Clues?
Also a good question.
Blue's Clues and You's.
Blue's Clues and You's, that's fine.
Blue's Clues and You's. Blue's Clues are You's. Nobody rides for free.